Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker, in for Sasha Pfeiffer. The one-time partner of Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger was back on the witness stand in federal court today. Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy recounted multiple killings in which he says Bulger was involved. WBUR's David Boeri is covering the Bulger trial, and he joins us from federal court. Hi there, David.
Hi, Deb.
I understand that Flemmy's testimony was gruesome, recounting a string of killings that happened during the 1970s when he said he and Bulger were members of the Winter Hill Gang. How many murders did Flemmy describe for the jury?
Countless murders, beginning in the 1960s. His career in crime actually starts in the 1950s, and it was deadening at some point, Deb, over and over and over again, and all in flat monotone. It was told with this sort of devastating impact, but in the last few minutes, suddenly the drama all came to a head because Stephen Flemmy was talking about the death of Debbie Davis, his former girlfriend, who Bulger, according to Flemmy, strangled in the Flemmy house, and how Bulger came around the corner, grabbed her by the throat, started strangling her on the way down the stairs.
And how did the jury react to that, David?
A couple of the jurors just froze. The nearest juror to me was shaking, and as she listened to this story, she struggled to maintain her composure, tried to wipe her tears away, finally had opened her pocketbook and had Kleenex to her eyes as she was crying.
What did Flemmy say about his and Bulger's relationship with the FBI and about Bulger being an informant, which, of course, Bulger has denied?
He didn't say so much today about their relationship, at least as informants. He's already made it clear they were both informants for the FBI and that he and Bulger met hundreds of times with John Conley, the FBI handler, and with other agents to give them information. More damaging today was his testimony about giving money to FBI agents, and he named those agents, including Conley. Conley, he said, they paid $235,000 to over the years. And again, it corroborates what Kevin Weeks has said and John Moderano and even John Morris, the FBI supervisor, the corrupt supervisor, has said. So it's tying that story together.
Now, you said that Flemmy was sort of matter-of-fact and flat in describing some of these things today, David. What was Bulger's reaction? We certainly know that there was a confrontation between Flemmy and Bulger yesterday. How did Bulger react to Flemmy's testimony today and to Flemmy today?
It was as if he went back into the cave after coming out and hissing and exploding at Flemmy at the end of yesterday. Was a practical emotional no-show. I'm not sure he ever lifted his head up. He didn't seem to engage in any of it.
Is Flemmy finished testifying, David, or will he be back next week?
No, Flemmy is not finished by a long stretch. They still have a long time to go in the direct testimony, and so he's going to be coming back, and then we're going to wait for that cross-examination, which we expect to be a savage attempt to destroy his credibility. But this is a very effective witness. He's responsive. He has the memory of an elephant. He may not be winning any popularity contests, let me tell you, but he's been very effective.
All right, WBUR's David Boeri, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.